Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your talk radio station, your community radio for the North State, and everything that you think, everything that is coming up, we try to cover it all. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. It's the 1st of October. It's 6 after 7, and our phone lines here are, like I said, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bad Bob's here. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And greetings. Hello, and good morning.
And I know that the government shutdown has already affected you, but good morning, Linda.
Well, good morning. Currently 58 degrees. If you're just tuning in, we'll be giving you highlights and headlines throughout our show this morning. Today, it looks like we are going to have a sunny day with temperatures around 73, mostly clear tonight with 54. We have wonderful guests lined up. We have tickets that we're giving away. And right now, we need to go to our Wells Fargo advisors in just a moment as we're on hold for our market minute. Carl, I know right now it's a rivet. Right now, we're scrambling because of so many things that are happening with our country. Right now, it's unfolding minute by minute.
Well, it is. And, I mean, there's a lot of things going. Well, this month, first of all, I'm starting off as Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And the paper, the Record Searchlight, is painted, you know, is printed in pink, which frankly, I think, you know, is appropriate sometimes for my friends there. That, you know, they sometimes take a forward look at things. We also, a lot of things are happening today. Of course, the government shutdown, so many things that we're going to be talking about that are affecting you or could affect you. But let's start out with Chris Lasondak with our market minute from our Wells Fargo advisors. We'll be right back. I mean, we're right here with Chris. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're 30 minutes into a new trading month and the start of a new fiscal quarter, and the markets are modestly higher. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 10 points at 15,140. The S&P 500 adding 5 points at 1687, while the NASDAQ Composite's up just about 18 points at 3789. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 109 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Ford's up 23 cents at 1710, Merck up 86 cents at 4847, Bank of America adding 7 cents at 1387, and JCPenney up 19 cents at $9 even. Of local interest, PG&E down 8 cents at $40.84, Costco's off 40 cents at $114.77, North Valley Bank down 27 cents at $18.63, while Harley-Davidson's up $1.10 at $65.40. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.63%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.33. Oil's down 57 cents a barrel at $101.36, and precious metals are down sharply, with gold down $33.44 an ounce at $1,293.50, while silver's down 84 cents at $20.80 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondak of the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 710, 810, at 905, right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 243-7561. You know this government shutdown is going to have an impact on Wall Street, so why don't you give them a call again at 243-7561. See if it's going to impact on you and what you can do to maybe divert this. As we said, today is the first day of government shutdown. It's also the first day that Obamacare kicks off, that you have to, by law, be forced into buying insurance, health insurance, forced into buying health insurance. You're forced to have it by the government, by the Democratic government, the government that we elected and then we reelected. And don't ever forget that. You know, sometimes you have to be careful what you ask for. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We got a lot of things happening today. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the County Board of Appeals. We'll refresh your memory on what happened that with July. We're going to talk a little bit about the health care reforms. We've got people coming in here from Monster Trucks. And we have Dr. Piyush Dhanuka. We'll be here at 8 o'clock, and Dr. Dhanuka wrote an editorial in the paper about being an American, but he's also a physician who comes from India and can talk about what happens with socialized medicine and has talked about it and the impact it has on people's health care. We're going to be talking about that and many more things this morning right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, Taco Bell, and Les Schwab Tire present the Crowley Motors 16th Annual West Coast Monster Truck National. The Patriot, Wrong Way Red, King Crunch, M2D Thunder, Captain USA, and more will all come to take on Bigfoot once again. Also, those crazy quad warriors are back. Local Tough Trucks will be competing for $3,000 in cash in the Hill Enterprises Tough Truck Challenge. Friday night, all kids 12 and under get a free toy monster truck thanks to Lassen Medical. So get your discount tickets now at Napa Auto Parts Stores, Bud's Jolly Cone, Paul Brooks Clearance Center. Charge by phone by calling the Chamber office at 527-6220 or go online to rbmonsters.com. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's the West Coast Monster Truck National. Go to rbmonsters.com.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction. Are you a CCW holder and looking to take your skill set to the next level? I'm talking about advanced holster work, combat and tactical reloading, and many other skills that'll make you a more effective personal protector. NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse has two upcoming CCW classes that are limited to 10 students who have either completed our basic CCW course or attended one of our skill builder courses at the Reading Gun Club. Give us a call today at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at norcalfi.com for more information. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Everywhere around the world. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 7:15 in the morning, 58 degrees out there. Looks like it's going to be a nice day. Today at Caldwell Park, the Veterans Memorial Gazebo is going to be dedicated today at 1 p.m. You know, this is something that was conceived by the Marine Corps League, and they put it together through private donations. Also, it was donated work, donated materials. It was put together with love because it is a gazebo that anybody can use in Caldwell Park. But it's got the emblems of all the services on it, on the roof around there, on the outskirts of around the roof. And it's been a great job. We're going to try and get the guys back in here to talk about it. But it was just, they talked about it when it first started. And they needed this and that and this, and they just kept working at it and working at it and working at it. So today, my friends, head on down to Caldwell Park at 1 p.m. for the dedication of the Veterans Memorial Gazebo, something that's going to last for a real, real long time. And everybody can use, and everybody hopefully when they use this, they can be there for picnics and parties, marriages, whatever out there that they think about the veterans who spearheaded this. All right, government shutdown. Republicans offered up, you'll hear all types of things. Republicans offered up a number of amendments and offered up a number of things to keep the government open. Every one of them shut down by Reid and the Democrats in the Senate. Of course, Obama says, I'm not going to negotiate with anybody. He says it's blackmail. Well, I'm not quite sure that's quite the leadership we need in our country when all this is going on. I'm not going to negotiate with my fellow Americans. I'll negotiate with Al-Qaeda. I'll negotiate with the Iranians. I'll negotiate with the North Koreans. I'll negotiate with the Russians, but I won't negotiate with my fellow Americans. Come on. At what point is this partisanship so stupid that neither side can sit there and say what's good for our country? The Republicans came out and they said, look, here's an amendment that we in the government, the president, the vice president, the Congress, the Senate, all of our aides, everybody, fall under the same rules as the rest of the United States on this health care. Before they had the 75% that was paid for them. Well, when Obamacare hit and they realized, oh gosh, we're in this, the screaming and wailing and gnashing of teeth was unbelievable. Well, we're just going to have to leave. Oh, it's going to be a brain drain, the senator said. Oh, it's going to be, how are we going to do it without our aides and all these? We're going to actually have to read the bills. That was one of the statements. So what did they do? Obama makes a backdoor deal, and it's passed through, and it's that 75% of the health care now is being paid for out of your pocket again. For the congressional aides, the congressmen, senators, president, vice president. In other words, they're special. And if you just listen to Rand Paul, you just heard what he said, that where everybody else's income has dropped 6% in the last 12 years, Washington, D.C.'s has increased by 25%. Are you starting to get this feeling that they believe that they are above us, the ones that pay their salaries, the ones that elect them into office? Are you starting to feel this yet? And why won't the president negotiate? Why won't Reid negotiate with the Republicans? Oh, it's just all the Republicans' fault. No, it's not all the Republicans' fault. There's more than enough shame and blame to spread around here. So now they're going to shut down the government. In fact, it has. Bob, you've got shut down when the government shut down.
The Coast Guard Auxiliary has been advised that there will be, and even though it's an all-volunteer organization, the only government funding that is provided directly to the auxiliary is reimbursement for fuel and operational costs when we're on patrol. But all the volunteer things, the training that is all undertaken at member expense, at no cost to the taxpayers, has been shut down in the interest of, I guess, appearances.
They're shutting down the parks. A lot of the parks, but here are the things that aren't being shut down. These are not being shut down. The Veterans Hospital and services should continue as usual. Social Security and Medicare benefits won't be interrupted, though there could be a delay in processing new disability claims. Well, if it's in the VA, they're used to having delays in their processing, like almost a million of them. Post offices remain open and mail will be delivered as usual, including Saturdays, I guess, and considering they're losing $6 billion this year, maybe we ought to think about that one to slow down. Prisons, law enforcement, and border patrol officials stay open and on the job. Federal courts operate as normal. Military remain on active duty, though their pay could be delayed. I'm not sure this has ever happened before if they've delayed our pay. It could have happened before. Air traffic controllers and security screeners won't miss a beat. They'll be there. This is all on the front page of our record searchlight. Of course, Obamacare is starting today. That will not be stopped. We'll be right back after these messages.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Like your turkey deep fried? Well, just for the holidays, you can take your used cooking oil to the City of Reading Household Waste Facility and dispose of it absolutely free. Don't pour the oil down the drain or put it in the trash. Pour the cooled oil back in the jugs it came in and take it to the City of Reading Transfer Station at 2255 Abernathy Lane. They can take cooking oil Tuesday through Saturday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. through January 15th. For more information, you can call 224-6201 and enjoy that turkey.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
Hi, this is Wayne Fisher. If you are concerned about your economic future or the state of your retirement savings, join me for my weekly show, Safe Money Solutions, on Saturday afternoon at 2.
Longtime Reading financial advisor Wayne Fisher is now on KCNR with his Safe Money Solutions, Saturdays from 2 to 3 p.m. or catch Wayne's Sunday mornings from 7 to 8.
Join me for some Safe Money Solutions, weekends on AM 1460 KCNR.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, State Granite and Things. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR. October 1st. Do you notice that everything's going to be pink today? It's the 10th month. 10th month of the year. Favorite time of year for me. I love it. 58 degrees in the downtown studios. 722. If you're just tuning in here, we're going to get going here. But this portion of the show, before we start anything, is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop Drive. Take a tour inside. Go see all the wonderful things that they have. They have the best walk-in humidor. You can go into Espresso Joe's, where the Tobacco and Brew Cuties are going to make you specific coffee drinks that are spectacular. Best price for coffee beans in town. 2143 Hilltop Drive. That's Tobacco and Brew.
Okay, the healthcare. The healthcare starts today. Of course, of other things that are shutting down, this isn't one of them, unfortunately. Nor is the, from people are signing up. Now, what are all the things you need to know in this 20 over this 2000 page bill? I don't know. I don't know. I've read parts of it. I've probably read at least four paragraphs in it. Maybe five. But what I do is we try to bring on experts on it. And come Thursday, we're going to bring in Judy Maxwell. Judy Maxwell, who has been in classes, on how the exchange system works and how you're going to supposed to get the insurance. She has her insurance firm here, health insurance and life insurance and all here in town. But she's been going to school and been in classes on the best way to give advice on for people that are going to have to sign up. You have to sign up unless you already have a viable insurance program that's not touched by Obamacare, and those may be hard to find. You're going to have to sign up in these exchanges. And by the way, a lot of these exchanges, a lot of the major medical organizations or insurance organizations, of course, pulled out of them in California and many other places. So Thursday at 8 o'clock, Judy Maxwell will be here to talk about the Obamacare and trying to find the way to sign up for this, because people are being forced into signing up, of course. Something's come up also is on the in the local, that the Buildings Appeal Board is going to, if you remember back in July, Anselmo Vineyards, who has been in this constant battle for 4 years with the county over building permits, the chapel he built out there, grading the land for his to clear out blackberry bushes. I mean, this whole thing has been going on at the cost for the county of millions of dollars, $400,000 a year, I believe, was the last thing I heard. I mean, that's, it could be more than that. It's hundreds of thousands of dollars up in the millions now. The courts ordered that the building appeals board be held, because the county has a building, a board of appeals for the, for this process. Well, as it turns out, they haven't met in 20 years. And when they showed up that July day, when you had attorneys from both sides and the place packed with people, three men showed up, said, well, you know what? We haven't done this. We're not quite too sure what we can do or nor of our, of how much, what we can actually decide here today. So after all of this happened, it was put on hold. And the county says, well, we need two more people. It's got to be five people. We need two more people. Some people sign up here. Well, a number of people signed up. Well, that's when it started. When the people had signed up, said, okay, here, I want to be on the board, then the papers started coming back. Then they had to fill out this, you know, fill out a number of questions and then fill out the requirements and all this, because we want to pick out the right people. Well, they're getting ready. The Board of Appeals or the Board of Supervisors is going to have a meeting today. And it's kind of funny how you never know what's going to happen unless you, you know, you get onto the net, go down and pick something up, or it's in the paper on Tuesday mornings. Then on Tuesday at 9 o'clock, the Board of Supervisors are going to have a meeting to look at the board's rules, this Board of Appeals rules. They will consider updating the board's rules so that the three yes votes are needed for an item to pass. Okay, I see no problem with that. You know, you need three, and because there's five of you. The problem is on all these people that we're getting these phone calls, and we've many phone calls from people, and not phone calls, but people that just come up to us and said, the questions they ask are really like, it's like they're trying to identify anybody here that might have, you know, might have heard about something that's going on. Because one of the questions is, any pending or expected building appeals business that you may have expressed a personal position on, whether publicly or privately, that might prevent you from participating in that business as appointed to the, in the board, publicly or privately. So if I say something to Linda one evening over dinner, I said, you know, if I think this is pretty dumb, I've got to tell the board that, well, you know, I did say I thought that was pretty dumb to my wife. If that's the case, what kind of jury system are you going to have in this country? The second question, ask candidates who have been to a building's appeals meeting to describe their participation in an impression of the meeting. McNeil, the attorney that's representing us, says there's no place for questions like that. If they want to know what their impressions were of that meeting, why do they even want to know or need to know? It has no bearings on their qualifications. And the questionnaire says the questions are to maintain fairness to all concerned. Were these questionnaires given to the original three that were on it, or the original five that were on the Board of Building Appeals? Is it now, because there's a great brouhaha over what some people consider an unfair appeal process, that this is happening? They did say, Larry Lees did say, is that the they will take the people that have appeal have asked to be on this board, has asked the cities of Redding Anderson to review the applications for the open spots. You know, in other words, take it out of the county's hands. But it's still the supervisors who have been in war with Anselmo for the last 4 years, who have not ended this thing, who have not stepped forward, who have not said, hey, is there another way of getting this thing done? They're going to make the final decision. They're going to pick the two for the final spots in this board, who will then, when the Anselmo case comes back, will vote on it. I hope that it's done fairly. Or even the ones that the appeals that have filled out this paperwork, and everybody that's passed it, okay, all these people are qualified, just put their names in a hat and draw them out. How's that? Nobody has to vote on them. Just draw their names out of the hat. But this is something that needs to be addressed, and it can't be done behind closed doors. The meeting at 9 o'clock this morning. Board of Supervisors. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Friday Night Football continues on KCNR 1460 as this week we're live from Cottonwood. The West Valley Eagles are hosting the boys from Chico, the Pleasant Valley Vikings. Pleasant Valley High School is indeed the alma mater of Super Bowl winning quarterback Aaron Rodgers, but the Vikings sit at 2-2 here in the young 2013 season as they look to slow down the 3-1 Eagles. It's West Valley and Pleasant Valley. Friday Night Football on the pulse of Shasta County. KCNR 1460.
Mark your calendar for Saturday, October 5th, when Haven Humane Society will present the 6th annual Bark and Wine and Brew at the Red Lion Hotel. You won't want to miss out on some fantastic local wines, and new this year, we are proud to present some local microbrews. There will be live music, live and silent auctions, and numerous drawings with some great prize packages up for grabs. All proceeds help us provide for and find forever homes for the homeless animals in the North State. For tickets, call Haven Humane at 241-5262 or visit us at havenhumane.net.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebach, 7:32 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop in our chat room. This portion of the show brought to you by Mount Shasta Spring Water. Their spring water is drawn from protected springs right at the base of Mount Shasta. It is absolutely outstanding tasting water. If water can be tasty, it is. Give them a call at 1-800-922-6227 or visit them at MountShastaSpringWater.com. Okay, let's go to the phones. Charles, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you upset about this at all?
Well, what needs to happen is not, a bunch of names being put into a hat in, some office on the third floor of the Board of Supervisor chambers. What needs to happen is all questions, all candidates need to be brought into open session. All interviews need to be conducted in open session. The supervisors themselves need to be the ones to pose the questions. The open session must be videoed, as all regular meetings are videoed. and the votes on each of the candidates need to be done in open session so that there is a record for anyone to look at to know who asked what question to whom and who voted for which person, who voted against which person, so that, you know, the next time a given supervisor comes up for re-election, people who make their election or voting decisions can, you know.
Yeah, make up their mind from that. Well, my only question in this whole thing is did the first three candidates go through this type of rigor when it came to, you know, when they filled out saying, hey, I'd like to be a member of the Board of Building Appeals. Did they have to fill out these same kind of questions? Of course, nobody knows. It was 20 years ago. But, I mean, we could ask them, hey, did you have to fill out all these questions like this? And, of course, the answer will be no. But then the other thing, too, is that the supervisors being the ones to select them, you know, fine, let's go through the city of Reading and Anderson and say, okay, these people are qualified. And if they say that these people are qualified, then you put the names into a hat in the chamber. They're drawn out in the chamber while everybody's watching. And then those two people are now on the Board of Appeals. If you come in here and try and change the rules, if one of the rules are changing is, hey, you have to have a majority vote and it's got to be five people there. I mean, that might be one way. That's fine with me. But the other part is that asking people, well, is there something about that, you know, do you have a feeling about this, whether it's public or private? I mean, my gosh, I mean, how can you answer that? So you just say, well, no, I don't have any. I've never discussed anything that might have to do with buildings ever in private. No. I wasn't sitting there thinking about it to myself. I didn't say anything to my wife. I didn't say anything to my kids that, you know, this, gosh, I think we could do a better job here. How about that? Is that an opinion?
Well, to date, all such questions have been asked via more or less private correspondence between county administration and certain of the candidates. And so there's an element of, can I say plausible deniability?
Of course it is. They're covering
but
themselves.
But if it's all done in open session, there's accountability because, because we know who's asking what.
Well, the other thing too is that we've talked about the question they've asked. It's in the paper. What right do they have to ask these questions if you've ever discussed it publicly or privately? My gosh. I mean, what they're trying to do is get people, you know, what the whole bottom line is this.
It
appears that they're trying to stack the deck by saying, if you've ever discussed any case that's been in front of the Board of Appeals, which, you know what, there's only been one in 20 years, so it seems to me is that kind of means that they're trying to stack the deck. The only good thing about this is if they go to the city of Reading and the city of Anderson, depending on how close everybody is down there, okay, out of these 20 people that have applied, or 25 or 19 or however it is, I don't even know what the number is, and they say, okay, 15 of these based on what criteria? If the criteria is that I have discussed a case that has been peered in front of the Board of Appeals or the county, does that mean that you're no longer, a candidate? Does that mean you're disqualified? That's the question. And anybody that's applied for this cannot tell me that they all have not discussed this at some point or another. It is ludicrous to think that, okay, we're going out, we need these 19 people, that they at least don't know it and they haven't said something. And if that's a disqualifier, that is wrong. We need to talk to Larry Lease. You know, the paper did not follow this up.
That we expect from, you know, Russia, not from America.
Well, the thing it can be politics. I'm not saying this is happening. I'm just saying is that a disqualifier? The paper should have followed that up, that question to Larry and said, hey, Larry, if they did say they discussed this, is this a disqualifier? And we need to call Larry and ask him that. You know, if somebody discussed something that's appeared in front of the Board of Appeals privately to their wife, is that a disqualifier? Or is it a disqualifier if they talked about it on the radio show? Or is it a disqualifier if they stood up and said, you know what, I think that this needs to be done. Is that
a disqualifier?
Is it a disqualifier
if they've ever been to a Tea Party meeting?
Oh, well, I don't know. See, I don't think they asked them that. Only the IRS can ask you that. Anyway.
And then the NSA can verify it.
That's right. Okay, Charles, thanks.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. All right. Anyway. The Board of Supervisors in about a little bit over an hour from now is going to have their meeting. You know, I guess if the last thing I'll say is, why do Board of Supervisors meetings always meet on Monday or Tuesdays at 9 o'clock in the morning when people with jobs find it really difficult to get there? One of the supervisors said, well, why didn't you go to the meeting? I'm sorry. I didn't go to the meeting because I've got a job running a business here, and that's the busiest part of my day. You're supposed to go here. I'm supposed to be able to ask you. But his answer was, oh, you should be there. Well, have the meetings in the evening, like the city council does. And then all of us can go to it instead of just the board and special interest groups that run down there. Then maybe the rest of us can come in there occasionally more than we do now. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Well, good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460, 743 in the morning. It's currently 60 degrees in the downtown studios. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Orchard Nutrition. That's our friends down there. They've got an in-store deli. They've got all types of organically grown foods and, of course, free-ranging meat and eggs and raw milk. All this down at Orchard Nutrition. They have the Redding's largest selection of natural foods and supplements in the North State, probably. The North State's nutrition experts. They're over on 221 Locust Street, or, you know, it's in the Cypress Square right there off Athens Avenue, in toward the back of the Cypress Square on Locust Street. Give them a call at 244-9141. They have a great selection of foods, and they've started, the gluten-free Amazing Foods for Life line there that Vicki has started. And we're going to have her on and be talking about that, and you're going to learn a lot more about healthy living, healthy diets, and they have classes on that. They're also at Orchard Nutrition that you need to sign up for, and just go on down and learn how to live healthy, live a longer, healthier life.
All right. You know, with everything that's been going on with, of course, where we are right now in our country, the Affordable Health Care Act and the furloughing and the shutting down and the demonizing of the Republican Party and all the things that we read in the headlines, it turns my stomach. Last night, we took a break away from it all and vegged out watching Monday Night Football, and we watched the Saints and the Dolphins, and I just thoroughly enjoyed, you know, when you watch mastery at work, it's fantastic. You watch people that are just at the top of their game, it is just a beautiful splendor, which is my segue into this next. We have a really neat event that happens up here in Red Bluff on this coming up weekend. And it is, we call it the West Coast Monster Truck Nationals. And they make history year after year from record-breaking attendance, freestyle accomplishments. Now, if you love to watch this kind of stuff where people build their trucks, these monster trucks, and some of the stuff that they do and some of the stunts they do, it's really a fantastic event. It's 3 days long, and there's every year something that's never been done. You know, they break his historical stunt for the first time, so on and so forth. Well, we've got tickets, and it's nice, you know that when you're going out and about and you have to, you know, pay a little of this and a little of that, and you know, parking meters, God forbid, you don't have your parking meters full these days because you're going to get a ticket. We've got free tickets here to give you for Friday's Monster Truck Nationals. You've been hearing the commercials here, but we free admission. This is Friday, October 4th, so give us a call right now, 605-4567, and we're going to give you a four-pack for you, your family. And we're going to be giving more tickets away this week. You just want to make sure you fill the stands, you fill all kinds of love that the North State's going to bring on to these people who have traveled all over the country for the Monster Truck National. So enjoy the tickets, and again, we'll be giving some away in the next hour.
At 605-4567. Okay. When our next guest comes on and Dr. Danuka comes in, he's going to be talking. Besides, you know, his wife's an oncologist. So again, this is the beginning of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and so many things are going on with that. I can't say enough about that. I want to remind everybody that the, Caldwell Park today at 1 p.m., the Veterans Memorial Gazebo is going to be dedicated. I know I've said it already once, but I want to say it again because this is a big thing. These are the Marine Corps League, and came up with this idea. I believe Les Melberg donated the architectural drawings for this, but they raised money. Everything this thing was built with private donations, donated materials, and donated work. I can't say enough about it for the work they did. And what this is a gazebo that everybody can use, all of our people here in the community. And it has the symbols of all the military services there. And they also are, like I said, it's free of charge for anybody there. But anyway, the ceremony is going to be today at 1 o'clock there in Caldwell Park. So please, if you have a few minutes, head on down there and take a look and thank those veterans that put this thing together. What else is going on here in our city in time? I know this weekend is big. We have
the Bark and Wine Saturday night that we're going to be emceeing for Haven Humane. That's happening at the Red Lion Inn. We have the Seroptimist Breast Cancer Luncheon on Friday. We have the Make-A-Wish Fashion Show Friday night. We have
the Stillwater Powwow sponsorship. That's going to be this weekend, too.
The 4th
through the 6th.
Winemaker's Dinner at Ensamos is sold out. Chanda Miller is going to be teaming up with John Stadelli and making some incredible food that sold out. But there's other events like in October on the 12th, we will, Ensembles will have opera in the, vineyards, which is going to be fantastic.
That's going on. But going back to the Stillwater Powwow, that's going to set, like I said, it's going to be October 4th through the 6th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. And, that also is a, if you haven't been there for that, it's also a wonderful event. We've got so many events happening September and October here in our city and in the North State that really it is difficult to keep track of all of them. And we have people that have, can you mention this? Can you mention? We try to mention all of them. We try to get everybody on here so we can talk about what they've done. And all these great events. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
For 16 years, Red Bluff has been ground zero for the biggest and best monster truck event of the region. And this October 4th, 5th, and 6th is no different.
For the quote, bad for the animals out there, why aren't they banning lead sinkers that go into the water that the fish eat? You know, or do the fish, you know, the fish are in that water with those lead sinkers. Why don't they ban that? Or should I have not said that? Will that be next? So they can ban the hunting and the fishing here in the state of California. They want to allow the city of Oakland to pass its own gun regulations. If they're going to allow the city of Oakland to pass their own gun legislation, which is AB 180, again, you want to tell the governor to, veto these things. This is ridiculous. If that's the case, if Oakland can have their own rules, why can't Northern California have their own rules? Then, you know, why can't we have a rifle that's center fire with a detachable magazine? At least the ammo, you know, the requirement to buy, you know, go through that background check for ammo purchase and all this was shelved. It has not gone away, my friends. It's not gone. It's just shelved for right now. But please remember, call the governor, 916-445-2841. We're going to get an update from Sam Paredes, Gun Owners of California, heads up Gun Owners of California tomorrow, discussing this. The prison reform, realignment. We're still fighting that. There's been nothing finalized on this. We can still get 8,000 to 9,000 prisoners turned loose. And because it goes by percentages of people sending, we should get ours up here. And if you just take a look at, look at the paper, there was shootings that they're trying to, nobody was shot, but they are saying it could be gang related. They found casings and bullet holes, over on Court Street. There's, people stabbed out in the middle of 273 in fights. We're talking about it seems like more, crime that you've seen in the paper. Now, it doesn't mean is that our crime's on the rise again. According to Chief Paletti and the sheriff, is that we've hit the top, and now we're on our way down. But it doesn't mean that losing or having another 8,000 of the next level of worst criminals. You know, you go from this is the least of the worst to the worst of the worst. We've already got the least, supposedly. Now we're going to get that next. Get that next level of, well, they're not the worst, but they're in there someplace. Could be released back up here. So, and again, we're running with less people than we had before in both the sheriffs and the police department. I've noticed that since, it's the election year and we're hearing more and more for calling for more sheriffs. I hope that people follow through on this, and this is just not something to, I really want to have more sheriffs, but then it's kind of forgotten after the election. Who knows if that's going to happen or not. The bottom line is that AB 109 has had a huge impact on us. It's continuing to have a huge impact on us. And with this, if this happens with the 8,000 or 9,000 people that are, that could be released, could have even a larger impact on all of us.
Okay, it's currently 59 degrees, and you're right, Carl. I think that there's so much going on. We're really looking forward to the next hour with Dr. Danuka. I think we're, you know, stay tuned because you're going to be hearing a lot of things. Congratulations, Nancy. You won the four tickets to the wonderful Monster Truck Nationals coming up. And, you know, with the last few minutes on the clock, we're giving four more tickets away. Give us a call at 605-4567, and that's 605-4567. Four more tickets for you and your family to go free to the Monster Truck Nationals this Friday, October 4th. It's going to be a great night, and we look forward to getting some of the pros on with us. And you know, when we're going through these times where we kind of feel like things are happening on a national level that really, really affect our lives, and it kind of trickles down, it's really nice to be able to go out and see entertainment and support entertainment, because this is happening, and we're going to give those tickets away all this week. But I've got four more to give away now at 605-4567 for the Monster Trucks Nationals this weekend. We're going to take a break here. Be back in the next, after this news break, here on KCNR 1460.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. On Capitol Hill, the Senate rejecting the latest offer from House Republicans on government funding. Here's SRN's Linda Kenyon.
The vote was exactly as expected, 54 to 46, and strictly along party lines to reject a call from House Republicans to go to a conference committee to negotiate a spending bill. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid had already warned the House he would reject the offer, which came after the midnight deadline for the government shutdown. Senator Reid has said the only bill the Senate would accept would be a clean CR, or continuing resolution, one that deals only with the budget, not with amendments to undermine Obamacare. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell called the House's bill reasonable and accused the Democrats of being extreme. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Obama stresses that while many government services will be suspended during the shutdown, some key programs will remain unaffected.
If you're on Social Security, you will keep receiving your checks. If you're on Medicare, your doctor will still see you. Everyone's mail will still be delivered, and government operations related to national security or public safety will go on.
The shutdown does force about 800,000 non-essential federal workers off the job. Also at SRNews.com, officials say a commuter train was apparently unmanned when it crashed into another train outside Chicago during the morning rush hour yesterday. Union President Bob Kelly says it's still not clear whether somebody unlocked the cab of the engine or started the train.
I don't have any indication that this was done. Don't know if it was done. Don't know if somebody powered up the train and then left it that way. Too early to tell.
Meanwhile, the Chicago Transit Authority says video from the scene shows no driver at the controls of what appears to have been an empty train that crashed into another during the morning commute yesterday. At Wall Street, the Dow suffered a big loss yesterday, the same day the government was headed toward a shutdown, losing 129 points in early trading today, up 60 points. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Blinds.com has taken customer service to the next level. For example, need expert design advice about designer blinds, shades, shutters, or drapes? Call or email anytime. It's free. Want to chat live with a decorator? Again, free. Need to show a design expert the actual windows you're covering using your smartphone or tablet? That's free, too. And as always, get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states at Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Blinds.com.
Israel's prime minister has told President Obama not to let up on sanctions against Iran. Here's SRN's Greg Cluxton.
During talks at the White House, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu said Iran remains a dangerous threat despite its recent outreach to the U.S.
Iran is committed to Israel's destruction.
Mr. Obama assured Netanyahu that Iran must prove that it's serious about nuclear program negotiations.
It is absolutely clear that words are not sufficient.
The president said talks will be difficult, but that diplomacy must be tested. Greg Clugston, SRN News, Washington.
Technology entrepreneurs exchanging information at a wearable technology conference and fashion show in San Francisco. Wearable technology is the latest thing. It's taking off. Everything from music players that match tunes to a person's heartbeat to sweaters that change color depending on one's emotional state of mind. This year, the hot item said to be Google Glass, and the market almost $9 billion a year for wearable technology. This is SRN News. A rock slide left five hikers dead and injured a sixth as it demolished a popular beginner's trail below one of Colorado's most photographed mountains yesterday. It caused so much destruction, rescuers had to wait a day to recover the victims' bodies. Chaffee County Sheriff spokeswoman Monica Brottas.
Chaffee County Dispatch received a phone call indicating there had been a rock slide at Agnes Vale Falls, located on County Road 162, Nathrop, Colorado. The caller stated that there were five to seven hikers that were caught in a rock slide.
Witnesses said some of the boulders were the size of cars. A recovery was called off because rocks continued to shift as the rescuers tried to count up the fatalities. Amazon.com says it's hiring 70,000 full-time seasonal workers around the U.S. to fill orders during the holiday season. The world's largest online retailer says the hires are an increase of 40% over last year's 50,000 temporary hires. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBod. Good morning. It is 8:05 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning to all the people in our chat room, Sun Gold and all that. Yeah, there have been a lot of spikes on the power, it seems, lately. But I think we're just continuing to go along. Good morning, Linda.
What does that mean, spikes on the power?
Well, the power, she's talking about, they've had like four surges that have gone through this week. Into their, through their house, and has, it's caused some,
to reset the clocks every time.
Well, it's caused some damage on it. And this, I know that our sister station was off for several hours today. We used the same tower. And so we were off like 8 minutes while they had to reset everything on their side. And last week, as we know, or the week before last, we had a power surge go through, and then the following Monday we went off. You know, it fried one of our capacitors. We had to go back and put that back in. It took us about an hour and a half.
You know, one of the favorite shows that we like to watch when we do watch TV. I mean, we've already talked about. Yeah, you know, we're going to get to that in just a minute. Is the National Geographic, how it's made? And you think about a lot of things are big machines that do things in mass production. You start to think about it when the machines, if the electricity goes down and the generators go, wow, you want to talk about, you know, that's why it's important to really learn your survival skills and have those things. And speaking of survival, we're going to segue now into our Wells Fargo Market Minute with our Wells Fargo, expert, Chris Lasondak. What's happening on Wall Street?
Well, good morning, Linda. We're a little over an hour and a half into a new trading month and the markets are moving higher. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 71 points at 15,201. The S&P 500 adding 11 points at 1692, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 33 points at 3,805. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 187 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's up $8.81 at $485.56, Qualcomm up 53 cents at $67.85, Microsoft up 26 cents at $33.54, and Facebook up 14 cents at $50.37. Of local interest, Safeway up 20 cents at $32.19, North Valley Bank up 3 cents at $18.93, Verizon up 26 cents at $46.94, and Sturm Ruger up 11 cents at $62.74. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.64%, the 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.33%. Oil's down 92 cents a barrel at $100.98, and precious metals are off sharply, with gold down $39.58 an ounce at $12.8736, while silver's down 93 cents at $20.71 an ounce. This is Crystal Sondak at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. And you know what? Crystal Sondak, his updates are a little bit different than everybody else's because he always includes like Harley Davidson in there or Ruger firearms. Just little things like that that, you know, like Ruger, Smith & Wesson, all of the firearms companies are just going sky high. They cannot keep they are reoffering it 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. The ammo companies, they can't produce enough ammo. I mean, if you're going to invest money, that may be a place to invest. And yet I see our California educational system are the ones that are in the part of what their investments is that they're divesting themselves of firearms company and ammo companies. Seems like not the ones. I guess you could put your money into solar and those, you know, the green things. Anyway, that Chris Sondak is with the Wells Fargo Advisors down there on Market Street, on Park Marina Drive. Give them a call at 243-7561. You gotta appreciate somebody that keeps their fingers on the pulse of what's happening in Wall Street. We're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, Dr. Piyush Dinuka is with us and he has smoke is coming from his ears. Obamacare starts today. We'll be right back.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
The Clover Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help. In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, two and four-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
For 16 years, Red Bluff has been ground zero for the biggest and best monster truck event of the region. And this October 4th, 5th, and 6th is no different. As Budweiser, Pepsi, Napa Auto Parts, Taco Bell, and Les Schwab Tires at the Crowley Motors 16th Annual West Coast Monster Truck National. Bigfoot is back. Also, those crazy quad warriors at Tough Truck. And hey, don't you dare miss the Palomino Room Monster Truck Madness Parade downtown, right in front of the courthouse. Thursday, October 3rd, starting at 6 p.m. This is where you can get up close, meet the drivers, and get their autographs. And it's absolutely free. That's Thursday night, October 3rd, in front of the courthouse downtown. The Palomino Room Monster Truck Madness Parade. Then get ready for an incredible weekend at the West Coast Monster Truck National. October 4th, 5th, and 6th at the fairgrounds in Red Bluff. Go to RVMonsters.com.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, October the 1st. What a great world it is out there, you know. It is a great world out there. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR 1460. Hop into the chat room. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, family operated, senior and veterans discounts, and competitive prices. It's getting to be cold. Check your propane. Give them a call. 530-365-3793. 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. Dr. Payush Dhanuka is our guest. And Dr. Dhanuka has been on our show, gosh, for a year at least, and has become good friends. We've become good friends with he and his wife and Dr. Dhanuka. And she's going to be on later on this month talking. She's an oncologist talking about cancer. But this is such an opportune time to have Dr. Payush Dhanuka on because Obamacare launched today. And you're one of the leading, I wouldn't say proponents of Obamacare. But you have lived in socialized medicine countries. And people say, oh, this isn't socialized medicine. Of course it is. But we'll let the doctor talk about this.
So thank you very much.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Good morning.
I must say, I received your email yesterday that I better be here on the opening day of Obamacare, and here I am, Private Dhanuka, reporting to the duty, sir.
Well, you know what? Pretty soon doctors are going to have to say that. And it'll be some guy that's not a doctor telling you what to do, right?
Well, for me, this is not a skirmish which we have to lose or win, but it's a long-term war. And I'm both happy and sad today. I'm sad that Obamacare is going into effect today. And I'm happy that finally, our elected representatives, at least some of them, stood firm, showed up, had a backbone, and didn't cave in. So I'm happy that our government, which is becoming morbidly obese, is finally being put on a diet control. I don't know how long, but, well, it's a start.
The government shut down before. And yes, there are people let off, and the parks aren't open, and, you know, these things, kind of things. But it seems like the government continues to move forward because there's so many rules in this that there's still a lot of funding going on there.
You know, I love parks. Don't get me wrong. I love them. And I think I want to be able to enjoy them. What I have a problem with is the government providing every service. What we are doing is a federalizing and centralizing every service provision, which is not a function of central government. Those things can be administered at a local level. So, well, that's a point for another day. So let me jump straight to the government shutdown and why strategies may differ. People may have a different opinion about whether this is the right time to pick the battle over Obamacare or not. And I myself think that probably this is not going to be able to stop Obamacare, whatever Republicans do. But I'm happy that finally made a stand, and I'll explain to you why. So there are different arguments against Obamacare. One is, okay, it's a socialized medicine, that's why it's bad. It's inefficient, that's why it is bad. But one of the reasons which is extremely critical for people to understand why it is bad is how it is being implemented, executed. And that is selective application, selective implementation. So they have made certain exemptions. The top one, of course, is the exemption for themselves, Congress and the Senate and the executive branch. And it's unfortunate that last night, the reason government is being shut down is because of Senate's refusal to strip down that exemption for Congress. So what they're saying is effectively is, we are better than you. You buy the insurance on exchanges, but it doesn't apply to us. It's like saying that if you are a member of Congress or executive branch, you can drive on I-5 at 100 miles an hour because you are exempt from the traffic limit, the speed limit. And interestingly, that was part of the law that Congress had to buy the insurance on the exchanges. And President, without any approval from Congress, without any vote on it, stripped the law of that requirement. Now, President has taken an oath to execute the law. The selective implementation is a big problem because, number one, it's unfair, of course. Number two, then everybody loses faith in system. If Congress is allowed to drive 100 miles an hour on I-5, then why should I follow that rule? The second exemption, which you see, they have already exempted certain unions. Second exemption you see is they were happy to exempt the businesses from the requirement of providing health care for 1 year, but they cannot do that for the individuals. Now, this is coming from a party. This is coming from a president who always claim that they are the protector of individuals and they always demonize businesses and corporations. How ironic is that? That they are willing to exempt the businesses from that requirement of the law for 1 year, but not the individual. Now, I'm a business owner too. So, there's no conflict of interest there. I think if you make a law, you make a good law. If you can't make a good law, you made a bad law, fine, we'll live with it, but apply it, implement it uniformly. The third unfairness in the implementation is, and this is a little bit more detailed and nuanced, so what happens is, if our employees or anybody's employees want to buy the insurance on the exchange, government will give them tax credits and subsidies, which will effectively reduce their premium to very, very cheap rates. Let's say from $1,000 to $200 or so. But if the same employees buy the same insurance or similar insurance on a private market and their income level has not changed, they will not get those tax benefits or subsidies. So they end up paying the full price on a private market, but much lesser rate at the exchange, which is government supported, which is a clear, why is that? Which is a clear violation of equal protection.
They want to push people into the government.
That is the whole idea.
Into the government exchanges, the state exchanges. The
state exchanges.
Them. Right.
So that is, I don't understand that how people can accept that. If you are saying that somebody who makes income below 4 times the poverty line and the person deserves a break in the tax to buy the insurance, fine, do it. But do it wherever the person buys it. Why only from government shop? It's like saying that, if you buy your car from a government state enterprise, then we'll give you the car for 10% of the price. But if you buy from a private maker, you have to pay the full price. That is nothing but a state control. That's what China has. That's what most countries have.
Okay. Four things that make it unfair. But the biggest one, if you're going to make a law, apply it to everybody. And two, if you're going to say, okay, we want you to have health insurance and you go out and you buy it on the private side, you don't get the money, you don't get the tax benefits or that you would get if you buy it using one of these state exchanges,
right.
which is unfair to private business right there.
Absolutely.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. Our guest, Dr. Piyush Dhanuka, just some of the reasons that Obamacare isn't fair. The way it's applied, the fact that it's taking private business and making it unfair for them trying to stand with the government when they're trying to give the rates. We'll be right back right after these messages. Call in to buy KCNR 1460.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in suburbia?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun, watching neighbors be neighborly.
Speaking of neighborly, did you see Mr. Jones yesterday morning? He picked up Mr. Brown's paper and delivered it right to his doorstep. Now that's being a good neighbor.
Hey, Drake, you see what I'm seeing?
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. Mr. Jones is ready to wash his car right there in the driveway.
Look at all that soap.
That would make a great bubble bath.
No, that's a problem. Soap suds won't evaporate and will end up in the river next time it rains.
Oh, wait. It's cool. He's washing his car on the gravel so the soap doesn't go in the storm drain.
Humans. Who knew they were so smart?
It's true. Storm drains flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants, like soap suds, can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Storm Water Program.
Hi, this is Wayne Fisher. If you are concerned about your economic future or the state of your retirement savings, join me for my weekly show, Safe Money Solutions, on Saturday afternoon at 2.
Longtime Reading financial advisor Wayne Fisher is now on KCNR with his Safe Money Solutions, Saturdays from 2 to 3 p.m., or catch Wayne Sunday mornings from 7 to 8.
Join me for some Safe Money Solutions, weekends on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy at NorCal Firearms Instruction. One of our most popular programs is our four-hour private group session. This class provides 4 hours of live fire instruction for up to four shooters for one low fee. After initial consultation, NFI will design a curriculum specific to your group's skill level, experience, and desired outcomes. Call us today at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at norcalified.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and Linda Bach, good morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors. Yes, service department second to none, and they've got a car, truck, or SUV either new or previously owned that I know you're going to find and you want. It's your local Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge, and Ford dealership. What can I say? Redding Crown Motors down at 555 Cypress Avenue. There are your neighbors making great deals for you. Redding Crown Motors, 223-2177. Or go see them again at 555 Cypress Avenue. Our guest is Dr. Piyush Dhanuka. We're talking Obamacare, and he's been systematically taking it apart, saying this is why this is so far isn't fair. It's been rolled out. But there's still so many things that are wrong with this. The software, for one thing. The software didn't even talk to each other. But I know you're going to address all that. Dr. Dhanuka, please continue.
So the selective application of law leads to corruption because no one has a faith in system. And that's when you have this graft and bribes coming in, like in the third world countries. And that's where we are heading. But let's talk about the second problem with the Obamacare. Second is the inefficiencies and lies about it. One promise candidate Obama made in 2008 was that with this implementation of Affordable Health Care Act, he promised the average American family will see a reduction of $2,500 per year in their premium. It's on record. And that was carried over again and again. But the fact check, by the end of his first term, average American family's premium had actually increased by $2,500 rather than being reduced by $2,500. Now with Obamacare, its initial cost estimate is $670 billion over 10 years, which translates into an American family paying almost $800 per year extra every year in the cost of Obamacare. And let me guarantee you, these estimates are only conservative. The cost, the tab, as we know, on government projects is always going to be higher than what it is claimed to be. So, as far as the promise of covering the uninsured is covered, 55 million uninsured today, CBO estimates are by 2023, in 10 years from now, there will be 30 million still uninsured. even after Obamacare is implemented. In first year, out of those 55 million, 7 million or so will go to the insurance, another 12 million will go to Medicare. So even then, that promise is not fulfilled. Then we talk about the inefficiency in the computer system, glitches, which maybe we can discuss a little bit later, but the problem is that the portal on the in front of you has to talk with the IRS and Medicare and Medicare computer servers to decide whether you have the right subsidies or not. So that is not going to work properly. So two things will happen. Number one, it's rife for corruption. Number two, it's a breeding ground for identity theft. Number three, one more thing will happen is the navigators who have been hired to navigate people through the system have not been screened well, not for their criminal background even properly.
Well, I'm glad you brought this up because Judy Maxwell is going to be on Thursday, and she's been going through these schools on how you apply for this. And this is one of the things when she came on the first time was saying, you've got people that have not been vetted all over the place that you're going to be calling to you're going to be routed to them. You don't know who these people are. They haven't been vetted, so you're going to give them a whole lot of personal information, your financial records, your social security number, everything they need to take your money. Yes. And you have really no great feeling of security about this. So this right there is a problem. And what the other thing she said is the fact is that what you just said, it was so important, is that how the portals aren't open, is they're still changing how they want to do things today. I mean, this was yesterday, and they still don't know how they want to implement the system. We got to take a quick break here. Our guest is Dr. Piyush Dhanuka, and we're talking about Obamacare. It has rolled out today. And is it starting to roll downhill? Is this something that will never, ever be stopped? We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR, 1460.
Friday Night Football continues on KCNR, 1460, as this week we're live from Cottonwood. The West Valley Eagles are hosting the boys from Chico, the Pleasant Valley Vikings. Pleasant Valley High School is indeed the alma mater of Super Bowl-winning quarterback Aaron Rodgers, but the Vikings sit at 2-2 here in the young 2013 season as they look to slow down the 3-1 Eagles. It's West Valley and Pleasant Valley. Friday Night Football on the pulse of Shasta County. KCNR 1460.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, your host for the Positively Healthy Show. I'm here with an amazing chiropractor who's been in practice for 29 years in Reading, Dr. Murray Coleridge. Hey, Doc, do you have some exciting news to share with us?
Hi, Maria. Yes. First, I want to say it's been an honor to serve the North State community. We have had such great patients over the years. My wife, Gina, and I are happy to announce that we are retiring, moving out of the area, and as of July 1st, you will be seeing my patients. Dr. Maria is my chiropractor, another Palmer grad, and has been in practice over 8 years. I'm confident my patients will be in great hands.
I'm super excited, too. I want to thank you and Gina for all your support over the years and all the adjustments. Thanks for keeping my nervous system healthy, too. So, Doc, what will your shingles say now?
Dr. Coleridge has gone fishing.
All right.
Dr. Maria Salas, HealthWise Chiropractic, 244-9000, 244-9000, on the web, healthwisedoc.com.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebach, good morning. It is 8:33 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Currently 59 degrees in the downtown studios. Alliance Heating and Air brings you this portion of the show 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. You know, you can get the quality you can count on. And they say at Alliance Heating and Air, which we know firsthand, service you can count on. Can't say enough about it. Alliance Heating and Air. Get ready for the seasons are changing. 221-2642. Give them a call or go to homecomfort.org. Got it.
Our guest is Dr. Piyush Dhanuka, and we're talking Obamacare, one of his favorite subjects. And the fact is that Obamacare is rolled out today. And, my friends, this is going to have such a severe impact on our country and our medical care for our people. Everybody says, oh, this is a great idea. Well, not everybody believes it's a great idea. In fact, 67% of the people in the United States don't believe it's a great idea. We talked about the problems with just on the technical side of it. What else is, what other things do you see that are coming at us at full speed here, Doctor?
So, the one thing which government system leads to eventually is inefficiency. That in itself is a killer of a country. Let me give you an example how it worked out when Mao tried in China Great Leap Forward. What he did was centralized all the farms, and every small farm was supposed to give most of its produce to the political committee in the district or village, and a small one, small part they could keep for their own family. And this, all this collected from every small village, every small city, went to the central warehouse, which was controlled by the Communist Party. So what happened during that is, there was a strict orders to make it a success. Every local communist leader, they made sure that their warehouse was filled, even if the peasants, the farmers, had nothing left to eat. So this led to a huge collection of the produce in the warehouse, but farmers dying of hunger. There was a great big famine in China, which happened during Great Leap Forward, killed millions and millions of people, despite of the fact there was no natural famine. Now, you can say that this is a little bit far-fetched, what I'm talking about. Yes, I agree. It's not going to happen tomorrow. But this is the road which we are traveling on now. Today, the healthcare is being nationalized. Do you think the food is going to be not nationalized in future? You're wrong. Because food is an essential commodity too. It's actually more important than the healthcare. In most of the socialized countries, there's a big public distribution system in which they distribute food through a system called ration. I myself, as a young child, have stood in lines in India in ration trying to get some grains or some kerosene oil or some sugar or something, whatever, flour. Because the government promised cheap subsidized things, and they collect it from everywhere to distribute it through their network of public distribution system. And most of the time what happened, we used to go empty-handed. We used to hear, oh, the food is going to come, and then they say, oh, I'm sorry, food has not arrived after standing 6 hours in line. What happened to that food? It was sold in the black market.
Well, that's and that's one of the things, you know, we're talking about food, and we're talking down the line, you know, food being part of being nationalized. The healthcare here, the fact that you've grown up under this, under socialized medicine, and the what it happens, doctors striking twice a year, with people signing up for this and the subsidies, I don't think people even understand is that the subsidies that they're supposed to receive is not in the form of cash, but goes to the insurance companies.
Exactly. I mean, they're not getting it.
You're not seeing it. And right. 87,000 more IRS agents are not there to help you.
And more importantly, you have to pay the insurance companies up front. And then they can pay you back. and that may not materialize based on your, because right now the computers cannot check. But the bottom line is these things seem far-fetched, and yes, they are. I'm not worried about myself. I'll be fine. I'm worried about my future generation. My question is our generation going to give, hand over a better country to our future generation or worse? Is that our responsibility, or are we just going to worry about today and be happy with the subsidies we get? Now, we can get subsidies today and we can be very happy, but what is it going to do to the country? Where is the money going to come from? There is no free lunch. It is going to come from our pocket. If I get subsidies, it comes from my pocket, not from others' pocket, in some other form, directly or indirectly.
Well, you know, and I think that's it. Does Obamacare have the potential to destroy the medical care system that we enjoy, one of the finest in the world? Does it have the potential to destroy that?
It's not just the potential. It definitely has a potential. It has an intention to do it.
An intention to do it.
That okay. is the whole idea.
I want to take an early break because when we come back, I want you to talk about that. The Obamacare is the intention to destroy the type of medical care system we have in the United States. Carl Lindebaut, our guest, Dr. Payesh Dhanuka. We'll be right back.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I've seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. Everywhere
around the world. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaut, welcome back. We're discussing whether one of us read this spot or not. But hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. What can I say? Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Our guest is Dr. Pius Dunuka. And the last statement you made before we went to that early break was, Obamacare is set up to intentionally destroy the medical care system we have in the United States.
Absolutely. The promise of reduced cost is not going to materialize. It has not materialized so far. The promise of covering uninsured is not going to fulfill itself completely. The promise of quality is actually a smoke screen, because what's going to happen is they're not worried about quality. They're worried about control. Healthcare is 18% of economy, and most of it is local, because a relationship between a doctor and patient is very personal, it's based on trust. And do you really trust the government, or do you trust somebody who you know, who you have seen in action, who your friend and family went to? And that relationship being so local and so much dependent on trust is very difficult to control for the big corporations or the big governments. And both big corporations and big governments hate small people, small businesses. They both are in bed together to help each other and control the local small businesses and small economy. That's what I call Walmartization. It's like a Walmartization of healthcare. So the whole intent of Obamacare was not to produce quality or more insured people, but to control healthcare. How do they do that? Exactly by, it's all in open. By herding more and more people like cows into a narrow path of state-run exchanges. By, of course, they know that they cannot force people at the gunpoint. So by making a differential system that they will provide subsidies in this system, not in the private one. So what's happening is, number one, a lot of insurance are leaving the market, and California, Aetna, United Healthcare are leaving the market.
Yeah, major insurers here in the market and in other states are leaving this market.
So who's left? And on the exchanges, there are three insurers who are providing: Kaiser, Blue Cross, Blue Shield. Nobody else. So right now, your choices are limited. Now, they talk about that insurance companies' profit have to be cut and demonize them, but fact is they are not being hurt in this process at all. They're going to get more customers, and somebody's going to pay for them. Who's going to pay for them? If not the customers, taxpayers. It's not Obama or Harry Reid or Nancy Pelosi who are going to pay from their own pocket. In fact, they have already exempted themselves from that process. So the second thing is happening is they're trying to bring HMOs in a different name. Now they have changed the wording for it and are calling it Accountable Care Organization. So what in North State, it's not there yet. It's on its way. So what they're trying to hurt is, already Medi-Cal has become HMO here. So one of the promises which they had was you can keep your doctor is gone, because your doctors may no longer be part of that network. Once these insurance, two insurers have the complete duopoly or monopoly on the market, they're going to tell the physicians and the providers that you can only be part of the system if you take this much cut. If you're not, then you're out. And most of these exchanges and programs will have limited network. So patients will not have a choice, and the physicians who don't participate will not have a choice, and a lot of physicians are leaving practices. Already half of the private physicians in primary care and almost one-third or more of specialist care in town have left practices over the last 5 years. This trend is accelerating. Only very few are left standing up, like me, who in fact I think are crazy enough to just keep standing. But most of the time, your physicians will probably leave practice. They will become part of a larger organization being employed. And that's the whole idea.
Well, I think we're seeing that right now from talking to physicians who own clinics. So, and some of their physicians are leaving to go work because they don't have to worry about the government being all over them all the time, right? Because now they're working for the government, right, in that sense.
I have been trying to get a partner for my own GI practice for 2 years now. Nobody wants to start a practice.
Wow.
They want to be employed.
They don't want to take the risk.
No?
Yeah.
And they don't want to take the burden of the paperwork. So the whole idea is to run people out of their small private practices and herd them into the employed position. That's why I'm saying the whole intent is to destroy the current system and convert it into a monopoly of either the government or the big businesses, but they're all same in together, bad together. And that's why I said it's the intent is to destroy the system as we know.
Well, and from what you've just said before and other statistics I've read, is that it's still not going to hit. I mean, not everybody's going to sign up for it anyway.
Right.
And then what happens to the people that still keep using the emergency room? Remember, one of the things, the bedrock of Obamacare is, well, so many people use the emergency rooms that this will take care of that. But that's not true.
No.
I mean, people are going to continue to use it.
So, of course, if you're talking about the illegal aliens, they will continue to do that. But even by the government's own estimate, out of 55 million, only 7 million will be moved to the exchange-run programs and around another 12 million to Medi-Cal. Now, Medi-Cal people may not have much options as outpatient because they may not have their doctors available. A lot of doctors don't take it. So they will still end up using ER. That's not going to change much. And 30 to 40 million, by government's own estimates, will remain uninsured for the first year. And even by 2023, there will be 30 million who will be uninsured.
So 10 years from now, they're still going to be the uninsured, except that the only thing that's going to happen is our taxes are going to have to go up to pay for this.
And the people who may be happy today, you know what? I can say, you know what? So what? My premium went down because the government gave me subsidies. The good Obama, good Nancy, good Harry Reid gave me the subsidies. Yes, you're absolutely right. You got the subsidy. You didn't get the subsidies, right? But insurance company got it. And where did it come from? It came from your pocket because money doesn't grow on trees. It has to be produced by somebody. So it came from the system. It came from the pot which everybody who's producer is producing. You may not feel it today. They're giving you this opium to delude you. You may not feel the pinch today, but you will feel tomorrow when you will be unemployed because of that problem. You will feel when you will not have a doctor's accessible to you. Not only that, you will feel when you go to a doctor and he say, I don't care. I just sign the papers. I don't care what happens to you. He may not say that to you, but that's how he's going to feel. I have seen physicians who in my country, in socialized system, who will just sign the papers, take their paycheck and will not even show up. And what can you do? Nothing. You cannot sue a government employee. You can sue the government and take the money from taxpayers, but you cannot sue a government employee. They are beyond it. They are beyond, above and beyond us. And that is the differential system, unequal system we are trying to create here. And we are going to be responsible if we do not stop it and if we let that happen. We will be giving a bad, worse country to our children than we inherited.
We're going to take a break. Dr. Payush Dhanuk is our guest, talking about the problems that Obamacare is getting ready to, well, it's just started today, is going to leash on our nation. The one or two things that may be, you know, there are some positive parts of it, of Obamacare, yes. But the overall impact on Obamacare, Dr. Payush Dhanuk is saying, it will be to destroy the system that we have today. We'll be right back.
I think I'm ready.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck? He asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Anselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM. Well, I won't
back. Down. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. You know what? You can't quit. You can't quit. You know, Obamacare, there may be parts of it. Oh, gosh, you know, kids get to stay on your insurance, parents' insurance till they're 26. What happens then? They don't have a job. I mean, you know, okay, to 26, you know, kind of like, you know, other people, that affects other people that are insurance plans. There's other things that are going on. But the bottom line on this, there's a lot of things wrong with Obamacare that we're talking about. And you can't just like, oh, okay, well, we can't do anything. Yes, yes, we can. We can continue to urge our representatives to hold the line here. And the fact is that the government is shut down. Well, you know, because they won't talk to each other. Obama says, I refuse to deal with them. I refuse to negotiate. Excuse me. Like I said earlier today, you'll negotiate with Al-Qaeda, you'll negotiate with Iran, North Korea, the Russians, the Chinese, but you won't negotiate with Republicans? Is it that bad?
Because they're the terrorists.
They're the devil? What are they, you know, and your own spokesman said, well, they're like coming up and, you know, with bombs strapped to their chest. No, they're just another American. Can't you all talk to each other? I'm saying this to both sides. Gosh. Okay. We got like 4 minutes left.
I want to say make one thing very clear before people get a different idea. I strongly feel that society should be judged by how it takes care of its people who are vulnerable. We must take care of our children. We must take care of our elderly. We must take care of our disabled people, mentally ill people, and we must take care of pregnant women. I'm all for that. Whatever cost we have to bear, that's how I judge myself. That's how we should judge ourselves. But it should be done at a local level. Let the counties, let the states decide how to do that, how to achieve that. Cities decide rather than a central big monster deciding that. That's what I'm against. Let me also clarify, having drawn the comparison with Mao's China, communism had its value. Communism still has its value in third world countries where 90% of the population doesn't have the basic rights. They're not considered equal human beings. So it had a value in China, where emperor was there for 1,000 years. It had a value in Tsar's Russia. It has some values in India. It may have some value in Africa, where there are a small number of people who will never, never allow anybody else to rise. But not in America. American system was built upon Declaration of Independence. And I always go back to that. And that's what Lincoln also said, that always judge everything on that. That all men are created equal and free. universal freedom and universal equality. With this Obamacare, first of all, they have taken away our freedom by mandating, by taxing us, by putting a penalty on us just by the mere act of breathing and living. That's like Caesar saying, you pay a tax just because you live in my state. So far, the taxation was on an economic activity. Now, this tax or penalty or mandate, whatever you call it, is on mere act of living. So we have lost our freedom and we have lost our equality because Congress is above us, President is above us, Senate is above us, unions are above us, or some other people are, businesses are above us. So we have lost both those pillars of our society. We cannot allow that. We should not allow that. Whatever the strategy needs to be used for that. If not today, tomorrow. This is a long-term marathon. It's not a sprint. We are not going to win it today. But we must stand firm against it.
This is a battle that's going to go on for years.
Otherwise, we'll be like, as I said before, we'll be like cows going to the slaughterhouse. Do we want to be cows or we want to be cowboys?
Well, there you go. All right. Dr. Payesh Dinuka, you know, I've always
I end
love
on a smile
having,
because,
I always love
having
you on here.
You know, and again, going back into the, you know, the GOP's being demonized because they're not backing down. They're not going to sign something that they are feeling shoved upon. And whether you want to call it GOP or We the People or whatever it is, again, you know, in the song, we're not going to back down. Is that we have to stand up. We have to know what's inside of whatever we sign away. Thank you so much, Dr. Dinuka, for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
And speaking of that, tomorrow we have Sam Prentice on, CEO or President of Gun Owners of California, is talking about other rights that are being taken away from us in Sacramento, not at the federal level, but at the state level, and the latest on that. Remember, my friends, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Turned around.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Democrats are blaming the Republicans.
Speaker Boehner and his band of Tea Party radicals have done the unthinkable. They've shut down the federal government.
While Republicans blame the Democrats.
They shut down the government, and now they're praying the American people will think somebody else is responsible.
No compromise in Congress to end the partial government shutdown that has some federal workers pretty frustrated.
It's ridiculous, and it's affecting everyone. Even pulling into the parking lot at the train station this morning, it was about half empty.
It is, however, a partial shutdown, and that means that not all federal services are affected. Social Security benefits continue to flow, and the mail's being delivered. Also, air traffic controllers, border patrol agents, and most food inspectors remain on the job. Also, at SRNNews.com, Florida Republican Congressman Ron DeSantis.